tweet at Today SOR.
As we heard earlier on the programme from the World Health Organization spokesperson Margaret Harris, there are ongoing delays with COVID-19 testing in many parts of the world, including this country, obviously. GPs are seeing much of this at first hand. And on the line now is Dr. Yvonne Williams from the Shannon Medical Centre in County Clare. Good morning, Dr. Williams. Thanks for joining us again. How big of a problem is this whole issue of delays to testing in your region?
Good morning, Sean. It's a massive issue, and I suppose GPs are increasingly concerned that we have a lot of patients who are finishing their 14 days of isolation and still have not received results, so they are now fit to return to work, but they don't know whether they actually had COVID-19 or not. We've had a couple of colleagues who have had patients who've become unwell, had to go into hospital, and in one case, unfortunately, have passed away without yet receiving a COVID-19 result, according to that GP. So that family still don't know. They're waiting on a swab now to find out if that death was COVID-related or not.
Yes, that
we have
is
a lot of healthcare workers as well who, practice nurses, public health nurses, who are waiting over a week, and they're essential frontline staff, and they can't get back to work because of these delays.
Yes, and Fergal Bowers has been reporting today about, he's learned, for instance, of two cases involving nursing homes where doctors were very concerned over delays in COVID-19 test results and how this affects families. So it seems to be not just confined to, if you like, private homes, it's people in nursing homes, people everywhere, really.
It's people in nursing homes. One of my colleagues has been looking after a cohort of 7 patients in a nursing home. There were no test results back yet, and there were a lot of other patients in that nursing home with minor symptoms of diarrhoea, vomiting, which we know affect about 13% of people with COVID-19. So they're not fitting the criteria for testing, but they're quite possibly cases. That nursing home is not yet designated a cluster, but, you know, on clinical suspicion, she's very concerned about the staff and the other patients there.
And what impact do you think a long wait for results is having on people, say, from a psychological point of view?
Well, it's really hard to self-isolate in a house, particularly if you have young children. It's also really hard to self-isolate for people who have any sort of issues with anxiety and mental health problems. It's difficult to lock yourself away from your normal support mechanism. So when people know they have COVID-19, they're definitely more compliant with it. We're inundated with phone calls from people looking to go back to work early, looking to come out of self-isolation early. After 5 or 6 days, they're struggling to stay in their room away from the rest of the family when they don't know. So by not knowing, I think the compliance levels are falling, and we're definitely seeing a big pushback from patients looking to come out of self-isolation when they feel better because they don't know if they have it or not.
And is there a problem? We know that there's an issue with the agent that's used in testing or in the labs where they bring the swabs. But what about once the tests are carried out and once the results are available? Is there an issue with communication and speed of communication back to the people who've been tested?
Unfortunately, I mean, since we started referring for tests, I've only gotten results on 3 patients. All 3 of those, when I contacted them, hadn't heard the results yet from public health. I had a husband who needed to go into hospital yesterday, and we were trying to avoid using the emergency department, but he couldn't access the local medical assessment unit until we knew his wife's result, and she had been waiting about 8 days at that stage. I was able to get it by getting through to the National Virology Lab, but again, all of that took time, and we were able to avoid sending him into the acute hospital. But it is causing problems on the ground for people.
But had that result been there available and was just hadn't been communicated as quickly as it could, is that the problem?
Yeah, that's part of the problem. And then you have patients who are getting positive tests, and there's quite long delays in finding that out. So it's causing difficulties, I suppose, for people with negative tests and for people who don't know yet that they're positive. The figures that we're seeing really don't reflect what's going on the ground. We're probably 7 or 8 days behind. In some areas like Cork, it has improved for healthcare workers. They are getting done faster, but the original cohort of healthcare workers who were swabbed, those results are mixed in with those from the general public as opposed to a priority group, and they have no way of pulling those out of the backlog that they have.
Okay, Dr. Yvonne Williams, thank you very much indeed for joining us.